This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Officially the first day of spring, although the spring or vernal equinox, you know, when the planet aligns with the northern and southern hemisphere, that doesn't happen until 11:06 Eastern Time tonight. There are now 94 days until summer. For Christians around the world, today is the fifth day of Lent. For Italians, March 19th is big. It's St. Joseph's Day in honor of the patron saint working to relieve famine in Sicily during a devastating drought. Like everything else Italian, it's celebrated mainly with food, but not meat because it is Lent. Most notably, the highly sought-after St. Joseph pastry. Oh, yeah, you know. Well, you either know or you don't know, but if you know, you're like, yeah, Tony, get me one of them St. Joseph pastries. And for Muslims, today is the 10th day of Ramadan. It is also primary day in several key states, including my home state of Florida, Arizona, Ohio, Kansas, and Illinois, with President Biden and former President Trump both having secured their party's nominations. Ohio's GOP Senate race is basically the headliner today. Bernie Moreno, backed by the former president, running against State Senator Matt Dolan and Secretary of State Frank LaRose. The winner will run against Democrat Sherrod Brown in November. Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake was in Ohio yesterday campaigning for the GOP and spoke with Eric Bolling.
The solution really is to get America First candidates back in office. And that's why I'm actually here in Ohio today helping Bernie Moreno, an America First candidate running for U.S. Senate in Ohio, get across the finish line tomorrow. We in Arizona have our presidential preference election. It's just going to be the presidential preference election. So President Trump is on the ballot. We already know he's the nominee, but we need Arizonans to go out and vote for him anyway, even though he's already the nominee, because we want to show him how much support he has in the state of Arizona. So tomorrow, you got to get out and vote for him. You could even get out today and vote early if you'd like.
We'll get to that in one more second. I just want you to listen to Joy Reid, who last week said that illegals, I don't remember how she framed it, but somehow illegals aren't committing crime, a lot of crime. And my point, Carrie, is tell that to all the victims of the illegals' crime. I'm talking to the Georgia nursing student. I'm talking about the 15-year-old that was raped over the weekend by allegedly raped by another illegal. Listen to Joy Reid.
One of the ways that Donald Trump and Republicans are hoping to demagogue their way back into, you know, control of the White House and to hold on to control of the Senate, I mean, control of the House and gain control of the Senate, is the immigration issue. And they've been truly demagoguing an issue of a Georgia young woman who was killed, a Georgia young nursing student named Laken Riley. They've now passed a law called the Laken Riley Act. Is it just a messaging bill? Does it do anything or change anything? I will note for our audience that overall crime is down this year across this country, and migrant crime is negligible.
Negligible. Tell that to some Laken Riley's family and the other massive number of women who are being, young girls are being raped by illegals. Carrie.
People don't feel safe on the streets. They don't feel safe in their neighborhoods. In Arizona, we have a gang of Chilean burglars who have invaded our country by the hundreds, by the thousands, and they are robbing homes. They're called the Dinnertime Bandits. They've been robbing homes, breaking into homes, wiping people out when they're breaking into these homes. And so everyone's becoming a victim of crime that doesn't need to happen. And crime is not on the way down. Crime is soaring right now. Some of these woke cities are not reporting all of the crime, and they're not reporting all of the true numbers. But you just ask Americans, and Americans don't feel safe walking across the grocery store parking lot anymore. They don't feel safe in the subways. And that's why we have to have enforcements showing up in places like New York City, because people can't take the subway anymore. It's that unsafe. And so, Joy, I don't know what where she's living, what planet she's living on, but she needs to come back down to planet Earth, come back down to what's happening on the streets of this country, and people don't feel safe, Eric.
Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake on the balance with Eric Bolling. As she mentioned, today is presidential preference primary day in Arizona. The state primary, when voters will get to vote on Senate candidates, is not until July 30th. That would be the perfect segue into news from the left. And I do have a news from the left segment for you, so do not go away. I will get to that in a bit. But since Carrie was talking about the border and gangs, and how about that? Chilean gangs, haven't heard much about that, breaking into homes and violently robbing people while eating dinner. Congressman Roger Williams from the other big border state of Texas spoke with Charlotte McBride this morning on Wake Up America.
You're from Texas. The Supreme Court has once again extended the block on the immigration law that would allow local and state police to arrest those crossing the border illegally. How is this impacting everyday Texans?
Well, it's horrible. I was Secretary of State under Governor Perry back in 05 and 06, and I've been down the border a bunch. It's worse today than it was yesterday, going to be worse tomorrow than it is today. It's not only affecting Texas drastically, which Governor Abbott's doing a really good job in spending money and resources and assets that should be spent by the federal government, but we have to defend our sovereignty. He's doing a great job, but it's affecting every state in America. I mean, as we say now, every state's a border state. Mm-hmm. We've got millions. We don't know how many. We say 10, we say 15, could be 20 million of people over here that are not the best of the best. They come over here illegally. They decide to break the law. They decide to hurt people. They decide to destroy land. They're over here to hurt us. They're not coming, and they're not going to go back. And this administration's done away with stay in Mexico policy, catch and release, Title 24. All these things help keep the crossings down. And we know if we just instituted back the stay in Mexico policy, 70% of the crossings would go away. And mm-hmm. Biden can do that through executive order, but he hasn't done it. But it's a mess. It's horrible. We lost our sovereignty. And now we have to start worrying about the northern border.
Yeah, you mentioned the stay in Mexico policy and that President Biden could have executive actions taken, but he refuses to do so. What else do you think needs to be done to fix this crisis at the border?
Well, we need to just let the law of the land. I mean, we need to tell people we're a land of laws. We are not going to let you come in and break the law and destroy our assets. We need to send that message out. But President Biden is basically inviting people to come in, and then we're giving them money, we're giving them assets, we're giving them help. And we got hundreds of thousands of homeless veterans that need help, and our veterans alone. So our priorities are backwards, but it's all by design by the liberals. I mean, they want to have illegals in here. One day they want to own the White House, own the Senate, own the House of Representatives, and let people vote. And it's destroying our country. And we need to stop it. And it's the most important thing we need to do in our country. Our assets need to go to the border, not to go to foreign countries.
That's Texas Rep. Roger Williams on Wake Up America, referring to the battle in the House over funding for Ukraine. And the bloodbath hysteria that I covered yesterday was obviously one of the big media stories of the day yesterday. Carl Higbee did an excellent job of demonstrating the hypocrisy in the media and on Capitol Hill.
Look, I'm just a normal guy, nowhere near as smart as our moral ivory tower overlords in the legacy media. And I'm just asking the question, where was all the outrage every time that they used the same phrase?
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Yeah, bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies.
As part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath. Bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
I mean, strange, right? But this is what they do. Remember when they tried to make this the number one soundbite of 2020?
You had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
And then Joe Biden came out and pretended that that was the sole reason he was running.
And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
It's so stupid. I mean, they spent tens of millions of dollars in a presidential announcement speech to push that narrative and suppress the Hunter Biden laptop, too. Look, I sat next to a guy on an airplane right after the 2020 election. And we got to talking about politics because it was a 4-hour flight. Then he voted for Biden. Very cordial conversation. And that comment came up. I asked him if he had heard the rest of the soundbite. Well, he kind of looked at me. And I even played it for him because, you know, I keep those receipts on my phone.
You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Yeah, they never played that part, though. I mean, this guy was shocked. He honestly had never, and this is like, he had never heard the rest of that comment because the media didn't play it. This is the exact same thing as what they did this weekend. They were perfectly okay, and I say they, the legacy media, lying to the American people. I mean, and guys like the one I sat next to, given my conversation with him, he seemed way above average intelligence. But guys like that based a significant portion of their vote on the non-fact or whatever else the media peddled. That's election interference, or at least it should be.
Excellent reporting from Carl Higbee, as always, on Frontline. You can catch it weekdays at 5 o'clock Eastern. Okay, this is from Rob Schmidt's popular News from the Left segment.
Next up, Junior Biden campaign spokesman Quentin Fulks laughing about Joe Biden's lagging as far as black support in this next election. He just simply refuses to believe that this is a problem. They're trying to run from the reality that they're about to face. Take a look.
All this ink that's been spilled about it, about the fact that President Biden is losing black support, losing support among black Americans. Do you believe you guys do internal polling? Are you losing black folks?
Look, what I would say is that no, we're not, but we have to continue to make sure that we're reaching out to these voters. It's been the number one thing on our mind.
Mm-hmm. Comparing Marist NPR PBS polls, Joe Biden's favorability among black voters, April 2021, at 89%. January 2024, you're down to 57%. Gentlemen, keep dreaming. Next up, CEO of Hertz resigning after the company's reversal on their big electric vehicle gamble. Hertz CEO Stephen Scherr done at the end of the month, the company announcing its biggest quarterly loss since 2020 when COVID hit and nobody could rent a car. The company, once praised by Biden for its investment in EVs, learning the hard way that they got suckered by Biden in this big EV push that got all Biden's donors rich, screwed everybody else over. The repair costs on the EVs was just too high. The demand for the rental cars was just too low. And they bought so many of them trying to get in good with the White House. You think the White House is going to care? Nope. Back in January, Hertz announced it made a strategic decision to sell nearly a third of its global electric vehicle inventory. You know how many cars Hertz has? I mean, it's like the second or third biggest car rental company in the world. And they're choosing to invest in gas-powered cars. Aww, you're seeing that lesson learned all over.
That's Rob Schmidt, host of Rob Schmidt Tonight, with News from the Left. President Biden left the White House early this morning for a full day of campaign events. He's in Reno, Nevada, Las Vegas, and then he'll be in Phoenix, Arizona tonight. Dean Phillips, Marianne Williamson, and a few other candidates are on the Democrats' presidential primary ballot in Arizona today. Even though Biden has clinched the nominee, imagine, just imagine if Biden arrived there tonight and somehow, some way, he lost the Arizona primary. Yesterday, it was South Korea. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Manila.
We stand with the Philippines and stand by our ironclad defense commitments, including under the Mutual Defense Treaty. Article 4 extends to armed attacks on the Filipino armed forces, public vessels, aircraft, including those of its Coast Guard, anywhere in the South China Sea.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Germany, where he pledged the United States' continued support for Ukraine in its defense against Russia.
Russia has squandered up to $211 billion to equip,
deploy, maintain, and sustain its imperial aggression against Ukraine.
On Wall Street, the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting got started today. Talked about that a little bit yesterday. Chairman Jerome Powell will tell us about it tomorrow, but you can expect another volatile day on the markets today. And after a failed attempt at a Supreme Court appeal, former trade advisor Peter Navarro is reporting to a minimum security federal prison in Miami today, where he'll spend the next 4 months. Navarro is now the first former White House official ever to be jailed for contempt of Congress. And once again, there was no Powerball ticket matching all six numbers, so the jackpot goes up to $687 million. And Tony Marino keeps working. It was a $2 million winner here in Florida. Several $1 million winning tickets sold in several other states. Don't forget, though, there is $875 million up for grabs tonight in the Mega Millions as well. Oh, and I came across this. If you live in Pennsylvania and you didn't already buy your Mega Millions tickets, you're SOL. According to KDKA TV and radio in Pittsburgh, lottery sales terminals won't be working in Pennsylvania today because of some upgrade to the system and its portals. The Pennsylvania Lottery said it's because the lottery is modernizing its system. I would imagine people in Pennsylvania are talking a lot about this today, so don't just take my word for it. Go check it out and be sure. And be sure to keep up with all the news all day today and tonight on Newsmax, available on most major cable systems. And make sure you're getting the new Newsmax Plus as well. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to get signed up. You can also get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts with expert analysis from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, Carrie Lake, Alan Dershowitz, Judge Napolitano, there's documentaries, special programs, and more. NewsmaxPlus.com. Thank you for checking out the Newsmax Daily. Hopefully we'll see you right back here tomorrow. I'm Tony Marino. Enjoy the rest of your day. Good luck with the NCAA basketball tournament, which gets underway tonight as well. And keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.